And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome. This is Richard Ote on Reinvention Radio, and I have Steve Ulsher and Mary Goulet with me.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, Richard Rooch.
This is Move It Forward Monday.
I love that.
Move It Forward Monday, and it's right after Soulful Sunday.
I like to move it. That's going to be like the theme song for your segment,
that's
right?
That's good. How much does it cost to get like 6 seconds?
I think 6 seconds is free, right? It's after that you got to actually pay for it.
I think there's a time limit.
Yeah, sweet. There we go. You have your theme song.
So a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs. We're entrepreneurs. And a lot of times we'll find ourselves getting stuck. And a lot of that getting stuck is really just trying to figure out what are we supposed to do next. And we were talking actually on Soulful Sunday about fear and what holds us back and why do we have a hard time sometimes taking that next step. And so on Move It Forward Monday, what we're going to try to do here is really get into just discussing what is the next thing I should do? What's the next most important thing? Because sometimes when you take on trying to figure out what is it, what is the thing? Mm-hmm. It's just too much pressure. Mm-hmm. It's too daunting. Where do you start? You don't even know. You haven't done it yet. So you don't even know what you're good at or what you're not good at. And so I'm a big fan of getting out there, staking your claim, saying this is what I do, and then just figure out along the way where it fits. And so one of the things that keeps people from doing that, though, is perfectionism. And I ultimately think, though, perfectionism is the ultimate cleverly formed mask of procrastination.
Mm-hmm. So
I could see that.
Do you think that you secretly don't want to do what you really want to do, or you really want to do something you're just afraid to?
Well, it goes back to your loyalty to fear. It's a combination of you're safe where you're at, right? But just like they say, a ship is safe in a harbor, but that's not what ships were meant to do.
I haven't heard that.
You know, and so
you can always count on risk, right? Yes. I like that.
Well, and so you can play safe and you can get through life, especially here in Southern California. Like I've joked around a lot, like you can get through your whole life and not do crap with it, mm-hmm. and still have a pretty darn good life if you really get back to it.
Comparatively speaking,
yeah. Right? And so, you know, what are you trying to do? Stepping up, being bold. So perfectionism, back to what you were asking there, Mayor, or clarify if this is what you're asking. I think part of it is for safety, and part of it is just that balancing that line of the difference between a reason and an excuse, right? Because it's real easy to come up and say, well, I couldn't do it because traffic. Okay, well, that mm-hmm. might be good, but it's real easy. But think of how clever that to be able to say, well, I'm only trying to make it better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. I'm only trying to make it better. And then you never get out and you never see what you're really stuck at. You never see what you're really good at.
So, I mean, you've got a lot of experience in the tech world. You've been in that game for a long time. I think back on some of the websites that I created over the years. And so the first site that I put up was in 95. And I remember thinking at that time, I was like, man, you know, that was a really good site. And then like probably 96
all
or 97, right? Man. So in 96 or 97, it was replaced with a new site. And I looked at the new site and I go, man, that is really, really good. And that old site was really, really bad. And like if I look back on all of the sites that have been built over the years, using perhaps liquor.com as an example, look at the different sites over the years. I mean, at the time you think, this is really good, but you look back and you go, yeah, that probably wasn't as good as it could have been. This is much better.
But if you hadn't done it, you wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of where I'm going. You need to get that experience. Mary and I both downloaded that's creatively written our books out. I didn't get mine in book form like Mary did yet. That's in the works right now, editing, which I need your help. Thank you. I'm acquiring your work right now. But that was in what, 97?
97. For me, it was December 31st, 1996 was when I kicked off Go With Your Gut by complete chance.
Yeah.
And spent that whole 97 year downloading.
And for me, I realized some of it is just you have to have the experience. I had that. It was there. It was sitting there. I had the framework. Everything was there. And then I realized I don't have the meat. I would only be selling sizzle this whole time. I haven't really done the experience yet. So, you know, now it's coming full circle. It's on. But one of the things I wanted to say, getting back to the procrastination thing that you can help is I'm a big believer that you can do, you can learn 80% of almost anything in 90 days. And it's going to take you the rest of your life to perfect the next 20%. So, you know, back to Mary, like how fast, or Steve, anyway, how fast if we had someone and say, oh, try this for 90 days when it comes to radio, when it comes to podcasting, like we could really do it. But after 90 days, we'd probably have to send them off to someone else with,
sure.
or, you know, or they'd need to go other things for the rest of their life. So Move It Forward Monday is really what is the next thing you can do to just move it forward. And try to conquer your loyalty to fear at the same time. Go for the big frog, like you hear people say, or
and that can be obviously on the personal front or on the business front, right? And I think the question then is, you know, it's funny. So in marketing, especially in online marketing, the question of what's next is one of the most powerful questions that you can ask as you look to work with potential customers, clients, et cetera, because there should always be a progression of how people work with you. And so if the first introduction to Mary Goulet is the book, you know, Go With Your Gut, what's next, right? And so maybe that's a workshop or something of that nature. And then the question is, you know, what's next? And so I think to your point, in your personal life or in your business life, the more you can think about that question in terms of what's next, that is not where I am right now, the easier it will be to actually take whatever that next step is. And of course, then to your, you know, theme here on the show, Move It Forward Mondays, then you are continually moving it forward.
Yeah, because you know the frustration of saying that you know you want to do something as an entrepreneur or whatever it might be, and before you know it, 9 months have gone by.
Yeah.
Because you just didn't do that one thing.
Yeah. The easiest way to kind of sum it up quick, because I don't think we have much time here.
You're good.
Is just think of it like a parenthesis is sitting in front of you. And we are this parenthesis in eternity. And we're going to do something. And that parenthesis is us being ourselves. And we're all constantly thinking about meditation to live in the now and this and that. So think parentheses on the left says what's next. The parentheses on the right is the dream that you want to live. And the word in the middle is just called life.
Yeah.
And get out there and do it. Do your thing. Stake your flag and just move it forward. Just like any improv class, you don't just say yeah and stop the conversation. Mm-hmm. You just keep moving it forward.
Yeah.
No, always saying yes.
That's great. Oh, man. All right. So we've got the Move It Forward Mondays. We've got the Soulful Sundays. We got the What Is Your What Wednesdays. And now we've got the revamped rant as the sound off. So if you guys want to jump in on the conversation and leave us a message at 844-MRBOLD1, let us know what you want us to talk about or leave us a message and we'll play on one of these episodes. Richie, want to take us home?
Yeah, I was just going to say thanks for listening to Move It Forward Monday on Reinvention Radio. Thanks, Steve Ulsher. Thanks, Mary Goulet. And I'm Richard Otte, and we'll see you next week.
Yay!
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.